This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina Show. And welcome back to Joe Messina Show. I am Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe tonight. I always get the timing screwed up on that top of the hour one. It is great to be with you for hour number two. And you could always join the conversation with us. We've got two more fun packed hours. I've got a great guest coming up here after the next break. Kevin McGarry, who we're going to be talking a lot about. I mentioned a story in the last hour about how Bank of America is providing zero down payment, zero closing cost mortgages with no credit checks, no income verification, anything like this for Black and Hispanic people only. Why do you need not apply? So we've got a great guest that's going to be coming on. I'm going to ask him his opinion on this. I don't even know if he knows the news on this, but Kevin McGarry is the president and co-founder of Every Black Life Matters, chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of California. I'm looking forward to this discussion. But, you know, speaking about banks and you know, something that I'm very much focused on the economy. This is what I do day in and day out. I'm watching it very, very closely right now. And I truly believe, and I'm just going to kind of go off on a little bit of a rant here before Kevin comes on. I truly believe that we are the end of a major cycle, a 14-year cycle that has been artificially inflated by the Federal Reserve and presidents and our government, not just here in the United States, but around the world. And we are now at a point where we have zero option other than to pull on, or I guess the word is push the brakes. We have to stop sending money to the institutions like Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan and Chase. We've got to stop what is known as quantitative easing. And they are. The Federal Reserve is admitting it. Jerome Powell is saying that they are now, instead of doing quantitative easing, they are basically tethering. They are stopping the spending. Because what they did over the past 14 years in response to the financial crisis of 2008 is they inflated the economy. If you bought a house in 2009, you've done very, very well with your equity. Most of that has been superinflated by the Federal Reserve, maintaining zero or very low interest rates and pumping money into the economy. Debt, national debt, sovereign debt, be damned. We'll take care of that down the road. Our grandchildren will take care of that down the road. And what is happening right now with this superheated inflation? And forget about Joe Biden standing up there, patting himself on the back, talking about, we had zero inflation in July. That was an absolute joke. It's still 8.5%. Come on, Jack. Isn't that what he calls people? Don't lie to me. You know, what's the old saying? Don't pee on me and tell me it's raining. This is what this administration is doing. Well, Fortune magazine just broke an article that just came out today and said that U.S. is entering its first housing downturn of the post-Great Financial Crisis era, and the recovery won't come until 2024, predicts Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs released the new forecast for the U.S. housing market, predicting an 8.9% housing GDP drop this year and a 9.2% drop in 2023. As unemployment remains low, Goldman Sachs doesn't expect home prices going down nationally, but it's typical for a wide economy recession. Now, I've always said this, no matter where you are, real estate isn't one big monolith. It's multiple markets. So if you're in Southern California or Northern California or Seattle or Miami or New York, Connecticut, along the coasts, you're not going to see a huge difference. But where you are going to see a big difference is rents. And this is probably one of the greatest threats right now because I talked about this last night. The moratorium on rents because of COVID on evictions for rentals is being lifted all across the country. Even Los Angeles is about to lift it. And they're saying something along the lines of 3.5 million renters are going to be kicked out of their homes because they haven't been paying their rent for quite some time. So what is that going to do to the markets? What's that going to do to real estate markets? And if we are entering our first housing downturn of the post-Great Financial Crisis era, the GFC as it's referred to, what is that going to look like? Along with rental evictions skyrocketing and a lot more empty homes for rent. This is an article I haven't found yet. I'm interested to see if anybody's going to compare the two. So what we are seeing now is, you know, listen, 6% mortgage rates in 2022, it's going to be hitting a lot harder than the 5% did in 2018. It is, if you are looking at the actual, the marketplace right now, and you're actually comparing prices of where they were in a downturn, got a little camera issue here. I don't know if anybody's watching, but hold on one second here. Okay. If you are looking at a comparison of what is actually taking place on the downturn, to what we were in 2008 to 2010, oh my goodness. Get ready for an economic shock. Going to be really interesting. Anyway, we'll be right back here after the break and we'll try and get this camera fixed with Kevin McGarry. Dave, Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina at Realside Radio. Don't go away.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And welcome back. Real Side Radio, Dave here in the chair. We're barreling through tonight, hour number two, and this is great. Last night we had a lot of fun and talking with some great guests, and we've got another great guest for you coming up here. Kevin McGarry, who is the president and co-founder of Every Black Life Matters and chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of California, is joining us. Kevin, welcome. How are you?
Well, Mr. Dave, it's an honor and a privilege to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you. I want to delve right in to one of the subjects that we wanted to discuss with you tonight regarding Planned Parenthood. But before we get to that, I went on a rant at the end of the last hour, for those that were in hour number one, not to repeat myself here, but there is a brand new plan from Bank of America, and I want your opinion of this. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm missing something. The plan from Bank of America, they just announced zero down payment,
zero closing costs, no credit check, no PMI, which is property mortgage insurance, which is very expensive.
Yeah.
And you don't have to show any income. You just have to show some that you've paid your rent specifically for Black and Hispanic first-time home buyers in Charlotte, Dallas, Detroit, Los Angeles, and Miami neighborhoods.
Wow. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Now, my reaction is this. You know, I thought that in the 1960s, we were all admonished and encouraged to move beyond skin color-based policies. We were admonished to look at everyone's content of character, what they actually bring to the table, God-given skills, talents, and abilities, and make decisions based on who those individuals are and what they represent based on their fundamental character. And this is, of course, what Dr. Martin Luther King encouraged us all to do. And so now we're really reverting back to pre-MLK days, where it's going to be perfectly okay for us to do race-based policies, purely race-based incentives and advantages that are given to one race over another. And this is a slippery slope. It's a dangerous, dangerous time for us. Because now, you know, all of the common sense, all of the knowledge that we've learned about treating people as equals and as individuals, instead of race classes, is out the window. And we're actually, you know, we're devolving in this regard. This is terrible.
Kevin, I don't know if you did or didn't. You must have. It sounds like you heard my rant, because
no,
that's exactly what I was talking about. Content
wow.
of character, not color of skin. And listen, I'm all for helping people out. I believe in giving people opportunities, but you've got to work for your opportunities. You shouldn't be given something specific because of the color of your skin. Now, are there, you know, we can have the discussion about reverse discrimination, reverse racism, because certain groups have suffered more than others because of history. It's a discussion that we can have. But you know, I don't know if you own a home, but you know what it takes to save up 20%, to get your closing costs, to pay PMI if you're less than 20%, and you've got to go through the gauntlet to get a mortgage. Especially, you know, if you're in the state of California, where the prices are just insane, and all they're going to do is look at the pigment of your skin, and they're not even going to financially qualify you. And
that
it's zero free across the board because of the pigment of your skin.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And I, you know, I wonder if the courts. Well, okay, we're in California, so and all these other cities are some mostly blue cities, so. You know, even if somebody brought a lawsuit living in these cities who would have standing, chances are that these policies would stand. I see what Bank of America is trying to do. Essentially what they're saying is, look, Blacks and Hispanics and these other, you know, ethnicities have been given a raw deal. And I'm just going off of what I would imagine they're thinking. I'm not saying this. But and so they're saying, look, we can level the playing field. We can level up. But go ahead and give these people an extra shot. Give them the ability to own a home. But here's the problem. You know, there's a lot that goes in. I do have a home. I have a big home here in California. And there's a lot that goes into home ownership. And in California, our property tax, no joke. If you don't factor that in, it is unbelievably high. And all of these other factors, you can actually end up in the end doing more. You know, doing more harm to these families because they get in over their head, and in a couple of years they could be facing foreclosure, and this is not helpful for anyone.
Well, this is what happened in the 2000s.
Yes, it's exactly what we went through before, and I thought we learned our tough lessons on that one. When
we don't learn lessons, Kevin, we don't learn lessons. We just, you know, and here's the thing. Bank of America, which is, I think, arguably the largest bank in the United States. I think they're worth $3 trillion in assets. Okay.
Well,
It's a new mortgage. It's called the Community Affordable Loan Solution, and it's to help eligible individuals and families obtain an affordable loan to purchase a home. Okay, I love it. I want that. I mean, if you're in the market to buy a home, you know, in the past 5-10 years in the state of California or any other major city, it's nothing short of a miracle to come up with the kind of capital that you need. Zero down payments? No PMI?
Unbelievable.
No closing costs? And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, you can have a minimum credit score of 300.
Wow. Now that's grossly irresponsible. How are you going to give somebody with a minimum credit score of 300?
That's like signing your name at the SAT. You know, that's like the worst score you can get.
Well, and I was just looking today at the median home value in California is over $881,000.
I believe it.
So what you're basically saying is, look, people with that have already had all kinds of issues, because to get under 300 or to get around 300, I would imagine they have just all kinds of stuff. But, you know, we're going to give the people who have proven to be the most, you know, reckless with their credit, you know, a home that's worth more than $250,000. And hopefully they can work it out. I mean, this is insanity.
And it's not like they're doing it in Tupelo, Mississippi, or, you know, places where houses are $80,000. Charlotte, Dallas, Detroit, Los Angeles and Miami. Right,
wow.
LA and Miami, and I mean these are very expensive markets. So anyway, I wanted to get your opinion on all of this before we get into some of the other issues here, because I'm with you. I firmly believe this is racism. There is no other way to call it that. It's like whitey don't apply. And
right.
I don't believe in racism for any group.
Exactly right.
Anyway,
exactly.
Kevin, we'll be right back here after the break. I'm going to get into some really good stuff. We got Kevin McGarry, who is the president and co-founder of Every Black Life Matters and chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation in California. Whiskey Dave here sitting in the chair at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. They've actually been under water boil advisory for months, but Jackson, Mississippi residents are dealing with no water out of the faucets since flooding damaged the main water treatment plant last weekend. Locals are wondering how long they can hold out, as the National Guard is helping deliver fresh water at community locations. Here's Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves.
In the past 48 hours, we've installed a new rental pump, contracted with outside operators to do critical maintenance, and started other emergency repairs.
John Eastman has appeared before the Fulton County Grand Jury investigating former President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia. He was advised to assert attorney-client privilege and the constitutional right to remain silent where appropriate, the statement says. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
And welcome back. Bottom of the hour here at Real Side Radio, Joe Messina Show, and Whiskey Dave here. You can give us a phone call. We will be taking calls at the top of the hour in the third hour at 855-732-5563. But in the meantime, got a great guest here and excited to hear about his one of the issues that really raised an eyebrow for me when I read about it. Kevin McGarry, who is the president and co-founder of Every Black Life Matters and chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of California. Kevin, welcome back.
Well, thanks again. I'm looking forward to the rest of the time with you, brother.
So, likewise. So, okay, here's what raised the eyebrow. This headline, Planned Parenthood president, been a long day, sorry, says killing babies in abortions, quote unquote, will save democracy. If there's any WTFs allowed on the radio, that's where one is deserved.
Unbelievable. And what the biggest WTF about this is that there's very few of us that are connecting the dots with abortion and Margaret Sanger and what she said, especially about the black. I don't know if your listeners want to hear that, but she actually literally said that she was starting Planned Parenthood because she wants to completely exterminate the Negro population. Her words, exterminate the Negro population.
And Adolf Hitler used her as a basis for the final solution.
Absolutely. So all of this is connected to wokeism. And a lot of people say, what? How is this? Here's the deal. This is all, wokeism is all rooted in Marxism. Marxism is completely rooted in Darwinism. Darwin was the first person who actually was a white supremacist and racist. And he just happens to be the father of eugenics. Yeah, the same eugenics that they use for, you know, as in its current term and its current form here in America, it's abortion. But here's, so let me just give your listeners the background of abortion, okay?
Please.
Charles Darwin. Noted scientist and all of that. Here's what he did. His first book on natural selection, the subtitle was For the Preservation of Most Favored Races. I don't know if you guys knew that, but please look at your own research and it's there. All right. Then his second book on the descent of man, he went into a lot of detail on what he meant by most favored races. Essentially what he said is, look, we Europeans, we the Caucasian, Aryan, we actually have supreme blood. And you know, we're more intelligent, we're more productive and resourceful, all of these others, and especially those blacks. He said blacks are synonymous with subhuman. They're gorillas. They're apes. They're savages. So black and aborigines, he's kind of put in the same, you know, he did a lot of his work in Australia and New Zealand. And that was in those one statement, because he was such a noted and notable scientist and anthropologist at the time, that one distinction, he literally unleashed white supremacy and racism. And one sentence, because he said, look, we have superior, blood and bloodlines, and we Aryans are this. And then he said, but blacks, you know, they're subhuman. That was it. White supremacy and racism right there in one fell swoop. And then he went to his younger cousin, who happened to be a statistician. And his younger cousin was Francis Galton. Francis Galton was looking at the amount of population with other ethnicities around the world. And he told his older cousin, Darwin, Charles Darwin, look, I'm concerned because these other populations, these other ethnicities are really populating at a much faster rate than we, white supremacist Aryan Europeans are. And so we need to come up with a scientific justification to start to eliminate these people. This is, I'm giving you a synopsis, but this is what happened. And so they came up with eugenics, which means well-born. And let me encapsulate it. Let me put some
eugenics means well-born. I didn't know
that's what it means. Literally what it means. When they created, that's what it means. It literally defined that. So well-born. And so anybody that's not well-born, they summarily eliminate. So that means people that are born with any types of, hereditary, type diseases or anything like that, any infirmities, they had justification, if you will, to exterminate them. Now, Hitler did use all of Darwin for justifying his racial extermination of the Jews. He specifically noted Darwin's work. Now, but let me continue on this. Now, so what happens is, if for those of us who are shrill and say, no, it's always about a woman's right to choose and abortion is just a natural human right, this was made up out of whole cloth. These guys wanted to exterminate every single other ethnicity. That was the justification for eugenics, and subsequently, of course, here in America, abortion. There was no scientific justification for it. None whatsoever. And Darwin and his cousin concocted the scheme, and now we have women shrill and hysterical about, and while pointing to others, telling them, look, you know, the Roe v. you don't need to abort your children. This is inhumane. And they point to us and say, oh, you're a white supremacist, and it's so insane right now. They are literally embracing white supremacy and racism because they embrace abortion while pointing a finger at people who are holistically trying to come up with a better solution for taking care of those who parents may not be ready or may not want them, but we have other options. We have adoption, all kinds of other great things we're coming up with. But yet they point to us and call us white supremacists and racist.
Well, that's their MO, Kevin. Everything is opposite of reality. You know, they call you fascist because you stand up for parents' rights and a child's rights, and you stand up for free speech. And they're calling the Inflation Reduction Act the Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, even Bernie Sanders said that was a bunch of malarkey. So,
well, and then they came out a week later and said, well, it really is free. I mean, they kick us in the teeth every day of the week. And what surprises me is we don't hold these people accountable for their dereliction, their gross manipulations of the population here in America. They are literally running roughshod over us. They're literally gaslighting us every single day.
Yeah, gaslighting is the right word for that.
It's unbelievable.
So let me ask you about this, because abortion is in the news. It's been in the news all year with the reversal of Roe v. Wade, and it's going back to the states. And there are some states that are going to be extremely stringent, while other states are going to be paying for people to come into their states, like California, to get abortions. So talk to me about your perception. First of all, I assume you applauded the reversal of Roe v. Wade, but how do you think there are a lot of rumblings right now that are saying that this massive red wave that was supposed to be taking place this November is now going to be maybe minimized to a certain extent because there are so many people that are now energized because of the abortion debate. How do you think the reversal of Roe v. Wade will impact 2022 election and then moving forward?
Well, you know, I think that there is a certain segment, particularly younger women segment, younger purported, quote unquote, feminist segments who were college educated, who are susceptible to the lies and deception of the left. And unfortunately, they're smitten with Marxism and all of the schemes they're in. And so that segment is going to be hard to reach. I mean, you know, they're kind of dug in. But I mean, my book, which just came out 2 weeks ago called Woked Up, it completely, you know, goes through all of this unique history I was just telling you about Darwin and his cousin and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, it lays bare the whole argument about abortion. In other words, once you read it, once you understand exactly what these people were doing, what they were saying and all of that, there is no justification unless, now, if you literally want to be a white supremacist and racist, then you could say, look, I'm going to hold on to abortion because that's who I am. I am a white supremacist and racist. But there's very few people who would do that. So I think that what we're missing now is the manipulation, the education, and all of this kind of stuff that's playing an impact. But the larger majority of people see the carnage of this administration. They see the crime. They see the tens of thousands, the 5 million, not even tens, the 5 million people that have come across our border, many of which have been raped and abused multiple times along the way, including little children, and are currently sex trafficked, cartels making, you know, record money, $1 billion a month by some estimates, because of this president's policy. There's much more to weigh than just, abortion.
Before we take another break here, I just want you to drop where everybody can find your book, Woked Up.
Okay, Woked Up, and the subtitle is Finally Putting an Axe to the Taproot of White Supremacy and Racism in America. It is very compelling. All the stuff is there. You can go to Amazon, just type in Woked Up and McCarran.
Woked Up. Woked Up. Yes. All right. Yes. We've got one more break here with Kevin, who will be back on the other side, Kevin McGarry. And everybody check out his website as well, EveryBLM, Black Lives Matter, EveryBLM.com. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go away.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yep. Snap out of it, people. My goodness. You know... If people just don't wake up, all of a sudden, you know, we're going to find ourselves in a country that we don't recognize. And a lot of people are saying that we don't recognize it now. Kevin McGarry, who is the author of Woked Up, great name for a book, Kevin, finally putting an axe to the taproot of white supremacy and racism in America. For our folks, as Rush Limbaugh used to call our folks in Rio Linda, explain what taproot of white supremacy and racism in America is.
Yeah, when I gave that topic to my wife, she said that title, she said, you know what, you know, taproot is the main artery, the main root of plant and tree life. It's the main root that all of the other shoots come off of. So it is the singular thing that really gives is the lifeblood of that plant. And she says, your problem is you're going to have to really be able to, you're going to have to quantify a single individual who's responsible for racism and white supremacy. And I said, yep, exactly. And she said, that's impossible. Since the Garden of Eden, the fallen Garden of Eden, men have been fallible and we've had racist hearts and all. I said, yeah, absolutely. So we did have tribalism. We did have people who saw other ethnicities and didn't want anything to do with them. And that was all on a one-off you know, kind of a thing where you ran into people and that, and I, until this individual called Charles Robert Darwin. Now, he's a noted, world-renowned scientist. He had already provided his evolutionary theories, and people loved him and revered him, his every word. So when he came out and he says, no, really, white supremacy does exist. And, you know, guess what? We're the supreme race. We're the one. We're much more intellectually capable. We're much more resourceful. We're much more creative. And then blacks, you know, those guys, like apes, they're savages. Yeah. And that was it. He literally unleashed an ontological and anthropological distinction that did not exist prior to him saying that. So, when he unleashed that, then everybody's perspective changed, because that's a brand new distinction that, yes, we are white supremacists, we are a supreme race, and yes, blacks are subhuman, we can treat them any kind of way. That is what happened with white supremacy and racism. Mm-hmm. And so anybody that's attached to that root, which, of course, he mentored, Marx and Engels, they created all of their initial works, they dedicated to Darwin because they revered his works. So all of that is infused and carried forward through Marxism. So anybody that's a Marxist today, a proud Marxist, but by definition, literally, not, and this is not an ad hominem, this is a literal by definition, you're a white supremacist and a racist. So it's fine. If you want to be a Marxist, that's fine. But just own it. Don't project anymore, because we're not taking it.
So over the years, I've spoken about the leftist march through the institutions. And, 10 years ago, it was, okay, this is what's going to happen. They're going to, take over our institutions, such as they're already in academia, but we're going to start to see them in corporations. We're going to start to see them in the bureaucracy even more so than now. And I think we've arrived at this point. And everywhere I look, if you're on LinkedIn, or if you're a consultant like I am, I'm dealing with different companies, and these new positions that are just like names that I really never heard of before. Diversity, equity, and, inclusion. And I mean, you can get a six-figure job today being an executive director at a company, making sure that you've got exact quotas. What are we looking at? What is going on here, Kevin?
What is going on? And I've written a couple of articles about DEI. I said, look, it's a fraud. And I said, prove me wrong.
DEI.
DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. So here's the thing about DEI. DEI, diversity, by definition, means that you are committed to having a diverse workforce, right? You're committed to encouraging all you can to make sure that the places that you have responsibility for are diverse. Inclusion means that you are committed to doing every single thing you can to make sure everyone is included at the table, right? And equity means, in their parlance, equal outcomes, right? So irrespective of whether you're competent or whatever, they want you to have equal outcomes. So equity means, in essence, equity means that you have a stake, at the table. So here's the thing about that's such a fraud about DEI. Every DEI person or expert or person that's noted and written about, every last one of them that I know is connected and fully supportive of Planned Parenthood. While Planned Parenthood specifically targets blacks to make sure that we're not part of a diverse community, because they want to snuff us out in the womb, right? To make sure that we don't have an equitable outcome. Everybody else is living. They want to make sure and so you see the fraudulent nature of this entire thing is, look, if you can't stand for the most innocent to at least make sure that everyone has truly an opportunity at diversity, equity, and inclusion, then how could you say that you're a DEI person? Everyone I know is a pro-abort, which means you're a fraud, because the definitions just don't even line up. Basically, you're there to be a police to make sure that to justify reverse racism in a lot of cases, prejudice against other people who may be more competent, and to try to sort of level the playing field at higher levels within an organization. I think if you can get the DEI gig, it's a wonderful gig. You're right. It's starting at like 175, goes up to 250, 275. But it's a high paying job. it has a lot of power, more powerful than your.
What do you do? What are the actual tasks? I mean, besides taking a look at skin color of your employees, what else do you do?
Well, that's exactly right. You take a look at the skin color. You take a look at the ethnic, makeup of various departments. You make sure you oversee any HR complaints. You make sure that you're doubly hard on those that happen to lack melanin because, you know, they've had a seat at the table all this time. So you want to make sure that you put them in their place and that they know that there's a new sheriff in town, so to speak. So you kind of mete out justice on your own terms. It, like I said, it's a great gig if you can get it. But here's the problem. It's a complete fraud unless, first and foremost, the DEI person is truly pro-life. If they're not pro-life, then it's ridiculous. What are you doing here? you don't stand at all for what your supposed role supposed to be. I mean, it's a ridiculous supposition. So anyway, but they use that. They use you're right. All these boardrooms are woke. A lot of these corporations are woke. The NBA still, I think they still have the Black Lives Matter stuff on their courts. The NFL and these other sport teams are still BLM, large BLM supporters, while BLM is diehard Marxist, and they continue to say that every day of the week while they're under investigation for fraud and everything else. It's a crazy time that we're in right now.
Yeah, yeah. So in our last couple of 3 minutes here, Real, I want to get your impression on. So obviously 2020 happened. We had the BLM riots. By the way, that was 2 months after we were told that we were supposed to be wearing masks and social distancing. Right. And as soon as that all happened, I realized, I didn't realize then, I kind of knew already, but I was like, this is dumb. I haven't worn a mask since. Sorry.
Right.
Since Biden was, whatever the term
installed.
You want to use,
installed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I haven't heard much about BLM. Where have they gone?
They've been under investigations for the fraud and malfeasance, which they need to be. The other thing is that they've basically been put on ice because, we're not close to an election yet. I think you're going to see a lot more from the remnants of BLM. A lot of the chapters have shut down because of, again, fraud and malfeasance. A lot of people at the top were doing, horrible things with the money. So they've been on and under for a little bit, but I think BLM Expo will be back out over the next couple of months.
Okay.
They're really raising their hackles of everybody around them again. Everybody knows that BLM and Antifa are above the law, just like the FBI and all these others. There is no, the justice system that we used to have, blind justice and all, that doesn't exist anymore, folks. I mean, I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but.
In our last minute here, what's been the response to Every Black Life Matters, which everybody can check out at everyblm.com?
Everybody loves us because we're the righteous, faithful, and just alternative to Black Lives Matter. We are here because we saw the carnage that Black Lives Matter was causing, and we saw people of faith going on that side, and we needed to come out, and we're the exact opposite on all of our stances, what they are. You can go to our website and find out more about us. But they love what we're doing. They're supporting us. We go around the country, do anti-CRT trainings and all that stuff, too. You can find out more on our website. We do what we call Remnant Rising workshops and those types of things.
Wow.
And we're standing against wokeism. We're standing against CRT. We're standing against all of the insanity of intersectionality and all this other craziness that we're
in. Keep up the great work, my friend. I really appreciate all your efforts that you're doing. We need more voices like yours out there. Kevin, tell everybody where they can find you, your book, your websites. Drop it right now.
Excellent. Go to everyblm.com and you can find out a lot more about us. You can partner with us, support us, pray for us, everything right there on the site will help you to do that. My book can be found at Amazon, Woked Up, W-O-K-E-D, last name McGarry, M-C-G-A-R-Y. So if you put Woked Up McGarry, you'll get the book and you'll be able to do that, and it'll come right to your house in a couple of days.
I really enjoyed the conversation. We've got to have you back on again down the road, Kevin. Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it.
And, we'll check in with you down the road. Thanks so much. And, folks, don't go away. Hour number 3 coming up, Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the break. Cheers.